Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer on Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Saturday, the 13th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2013. We have Dr. Joe in Indiana on line three. Good morning, Dr. Joe.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Lori.
Morning.
If I'm a little winded, I've just took a little break from running with it. The weather is so beautiful here. We're just doing an extra
here
long
too.
Run. Oh, gosh, I got to take advantage of those days when you don't have to wear winter gear.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of topics I wanted to talk about since there's a little gap of time. I think you had Jerry call. You guys were talking about the chemtrails.
Right.
And you know, since I go running in the mornings, usually way early, I could see them laying them down up in the sky. Not every day, though.
Right.
But I do see them. And there's times when the activity is just so heavy. But the thing I wanted to relate, and I can't give out too many details, but I know, a military pilot, at one time the military was contracted to lay those chemtrails down.
Right.
And a great guy, and he was a fighter pilot, did several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Air Force, they don't send you away for a year. I think you do it for 4 months, maybe 6 months. But, you know, these people make tremendous sacrifices. But, you know, we got into a conversation once, and when he told me about it, and what happened was when he found out what he was doing, what he was laying down, and he looked it up, because he's, you know, he's got a master's degree in several sciences and decided he just wanted to fly for the military and commercially. But anyway, he and several of his squadron mates refused to fly the missions anymore. The way they demoted him, they didn't take away his rank, but seeing that he was flying, you know, top-notch fighters, they had these guys flying A-10s, which, I mean, everybody thinks airplanes are airplanes, but when you're, when you fly one of those top fighter planes, you know,
right,
that's a step down. I mean, I'm trying not to insult age.
No, I agree with you. It's like when they try to take me off of a submarine show and put me on a tugboat because tugboats had wooden decks. You know, they gave me a choice, do this or get out. I chose to get out. I was not going to be on a tugboat when I was in the top 0.1% of the Navy. Now you're going to put me on a tugboat where you put the mess up, guys. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Oh, and this guy, I'm not kidding you. He was one of the top guys where he was invited at one time, you know, to fly with, the special guys to do the, I just can't review any branch of service. I don't want to get any feedback back, you know, to him. But he told me about this stuff. And at the time, you know, I was becoming aware of it, getting educated. But when you talk to somebody personally that did it, it's like, oh, my God, you know, this is for real. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But more and more, the military was getting people refusing to fly the missions. So they contract out. They're mostly contracted out. There's, if the listeners don't know already, there's a site called geoengineering.com.
Geoengineering site.
Yeah, and I forgot the name of the person that does it, but they're actually
Wigington.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, Wigington. Yeah.
And remarkable person. But I remember at one time when I had a little bit of time, we lived near a college, and you know, we made a whole bunch of copies of one of his DVDs, and I had my kids passing them out on campus, and I just ran out of time. But I was hoping to wake up some, you know, young people. But you can look up in the skies, and like you said, sometimes they're so audacious. They do the tic-tac-toe up in the sky, and
right,
it's like they're in your face. They're letting you know that they're out there.
Well, yeah. I've actually seen them do 90-degree turns. In fact, I even got a picture on my phone of them doing a 180-degree turn directly over the farm here. And when I first saw it, I thought, well, somebody's had mechanical problems or whatever. But then when it happened three more times over the next hour or so, I said, no, they're flying a pattern.
Yeah, they sure are. And it's amazing. And the pattern's pretty much the same. It's almost predictable. And one of the reasons why I like to go running in the morning is because they're laying them down in the morning. And usually it settles down to the ground by the evening. So you got a little break, you know, a little break in the action. It stays up there a long time.
It does.
But the one thing that really struck me, I usually take the kids and some of my kids, and we during spring break, we head out west, and I want to always drive down that Pacific Coast Highway, but we were at Lake Tahoe. When you're up about 9,000 feet, they were laying those chemtrails, and holy mackerel, when you're 9,000 feet up, you almost feel like you could stick your arm up and touch it. It feels too uncomfortably close. So I just wanted to alert the listeners about that. You got to do the research, and you got to talk to people. You got to keep talking ad nauseum, because a lot of people don't want to buy it, you know, and they just, like you said, they think it's all contrails, and then you try to explain what a contrail is versus a chemtrail, and, you know, and the chemicals. And then the usual question or comment you get from people is, why would they be doing that? Why does he do that?
Well, you know, Doc, that's a big question, and I have heard multiple answers. I don't know what the answer is, but, you know, there's actually, I'm sure you've noticed it. I mean, you're obviously as old as I am, if not older. You know, when we were kids, do you remember the sun having sort of a yellow color to it?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, now if you look at it, it's sort of a blue-white.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if this is not something done to mitigate the UV, the massive UV we're getting. I mean, 2 years ago, Lori and I had a bunch of beans planted. My daughter went out and weeded, which took away a lot of the shade from the beans, which is a good thing. The problem is, 3 days later, they all turned an ash color as soon as she got done weeding. And in my research, the only thing that could have done that was massive UV. You know, so I'm wondering if that is the reason they're doing it. I don't know this. This is purely conjecture on my part.
Yeah, just by everything, right, like you're saying, by observation. Same thing with me with, you know, my tomato plants. I noticed a big difference the last number of years. The leaves on the plants are burned. There's a lot of burning. And that is the intensity. And it does get hot. So I've noticed some people in the area, what they do is they put this fine mesh over their plants,
right,
in the whole kitchen, and that's supposed to maybe cut down on the UV light, but it's not like it used to be. And, you know, the other thing to consider, there's so many reasons going on, and you know, what makes me upset is that there's been since I'm in geriatric medicine now, but there is a huge increase in dementia and Alzheimer's, huge, to the point where the nursing home, almost all the nursing homes and assisted livings I go to, they're all putting on dementia memory care units. So I think, you know, people try to make the excuse, all people are living longer. That's not necessarily true. And, you know, just because you live longer doesn't mean you're going to end up with dementia or Alzheimer's. But
hey, Doc, go ahead. I think you were going what I was going to ask you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the aluminum is a part of the problem. In fact, when they put on the oxygen that's damaged, they measure the variance.
Hey, Doc, can you face out of the wind or something, buddy? We're losing you because of the wind in your phone. All right. I think we lost Joe. Let's go to Bob in Michigan on line 5. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, I got off the speakerphone. Are you familiar with Pete Hendrickson?
No, sir, I am not.
He's an Internal Revenue researcher.
Okay.
And some of the things I agree with, some of the things I don't. He published a book called Cracking the Code. It's quite an interesting read, if nothing else.
Okay.
But I'm on his news emails, and a couple days ago he sent me the following. I'm going to read just a couple of lines from this.
Okay.
The fifth United States Circuit Court of Appeals has issued a stunning ruling admitting that the United States and the federal courts have been systematically misapplying the income tax as a non-apportioned direct tax for decades. The clear implication is that literally trillions of dollars have been improperly taken from their rightful owners. The further implication is that hundreds of men and women, perhaps even thousands, have been victims of legal harassment, intimidation, property seizures, character assassination, and even imprisonment, all
right.
based on a fraud. At
well,
the
Bob,
same time...
I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were done. No, I was just going to say that I don't know if you remember this or not, but in the late 90s, like 96, 97, 98 time frame, I don't remember the specifics. It was so long ago. There was
okay.
a high-profile prosecution of income tax evasion. I believe, I'm pretty sure it was in Phoenix, Arizona. And after the government won its case, the statement by the federal prosecutor was, occasionally we have to make an example out of people to make this voluntary system work. I'll never forget that. I don't remember the names or even the exact date, but I certainly remember that statement.
Well, the final statement in the opening paragraph is, at the same time, it is clear that the explosive, and some would say republic-eroding, growth of the federal government over that same period of time has been financed by this illegal scheme. Now, this is a decision from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Right.
This is a federal court.
Yes, it is.
I bounced this off of Mike Herzog last night.
Okay.
And his reaction was, whoa, send me that email, because it's got several hot links in it to the actual court recorders. What do you want to call it? The record, I guess you'd call it.
Right, right. The decision.
And yeah. his comment was, if this holds up, if this is true, then this opens the door for a huge, what do you want to call it, a class action lawsuit.
Boy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I could see the federal government going broke over this. You know, completely.
Well, obviously the IRS is going to appeal this.
Oh, yeah. It's going to go to the
you
Supreme
know, and,
Court.
And,
absolutely.
And I just kind of wonder where it's going to go from here. But, you know, this is the first time it's ever gotten this kind of recognition at this level. Now,
right.
Ralph Winterud is involved in several cases, and they are pending in courts of appeal. Further down in there, it says that there has been the paradigm-shattering admission by the panel of the circuit court, which has also been replicated recently in other circuits as well. Now, that indicates that there are other circuit courts that are following suit.
Right.
In other words, they're following the same... what do you want to call it? Decision, I guess. When they
it's a decision, yeah.
Yeah, I forget what there's a word for it. Set precedence. That's what it is. When they
right.
set a precedence, the rest of the
well,
courts.
What's going to happen is the other courts are going to use the Fifth Circuit Court decision to base their decision on, and then I've
right.
got a feeling the whole thing will be combined, all these suits, and it'll probably go to the Supreme Court with a basic question. I'm oversimplifying this. Is income tax legal? And of course, the obvious answer, if they're truthful, is no. Income tax should apply to federal employees only.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was supposed to be for. It was just federal employees.
It is
correct.
That's what the
correct. It,
yeah.
it was looked at as a benefit. Being a federal employee. Now,
right.
Pete used in one of his newsletters several years back, and it sticks in my mind that when you talk about apportionment in terms of taxation, the Constitution states in layman's terms that you can't directly tax an individual for his property, and the word property in legalese means your labor. Your labor
is
your property.
Absolutely
now,
correct.
He said, if the federal courts or if the legislature on the federal level, if the legislature would follow the Constitution as it is written, And we'll say the Navy comes to them, and this is what he used as an example. The Navy came to them and said, well, we need 6 new battleships. And it's going to cost, you know, X amount of dollars, $10 million or whatever, anyway.
Right.
And they would use the census and go from state to state and say, okay, Maine, your population is X, so you pay 3%. New York, your population is X, you pay 15%, and blah, blah. And they break it all down by state. And
right.
Then it's up to the states to tax however they choose to tax the individual citizens to collect the revenue
Correct.
That they're responsible for and then forward that to the federal government. That's how it's supposed to work. But you are
You're
supposed
correct.
To get 100% of your paycheck, period. And that's what this boils down to. So I'm Michael Herzog is going to have, according, he emailed me back and he said that he gave it another wow, and he said, okay, I'm going to change my programming schedule, and possibly Tuesday, maybe Wednesday night, I'm going to have a whole two-hour show on this, because I'm going to do the research on this and see if in fact this is fact, which is really why
right.
I'm putting this out, is that I know there are researchers and people that listen to these shows, and
if you don't mind... Can
yeah.
you forward that email to me, office,
you bet.
At ruralsurvival.info?
What was the first part of that?
Office, O-F-F-I-C-E, at ruralsurvival.info. Rural Survival, all being one word.
URVIVAL.INFO. Okay.
Correct, sir.
Is there any way to update my memory stick that I bought from you a couple years ago? Because I know you've added
yeah,
to it.
Remind me on the email, and I'll tell you how to do it.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm going to tell everybody how you do it.
Okay.
Mail it to me. Send me $15 to cover the
okay.
shipping and my time to update it, and
okay.
I will send it right back to you.
Okay. That's fair enough. The address is on your website?
Yeah, it is, but remind okay. me in the email, and I'll send it to you so you don't got to hunt for it.
Okay. Well, anyway, and finally, last word, when we're talking about effects of health and stuff with chemtrails, John Moore has an article. It's a little difficult to find. It's on the right-hand side of his website, thelibertyman.com.
Right.
Way
I
down on the right
site.
Beg your pardon?
That I maintain that site. I'm his webmaster.
Oh, you do? Okay. He's got an article on the effects of microwave ovens.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I've showed this to a bunch of people in my area up here in northern Michigan. We've all thrown out our microwaves.
Well, I can understand.
Just literally threw them away. Say again?
You know, even microwaving water
yes.
destroys it, you know.
Yes.
And everything you cook in a microwave has water in it. You know, I absolutely agree with you.
So do you, and so do I.
Right.
So anyway, on Joyce Riley's show years ago, I don't listen to her anymore, but she had a guy on there, and he quoted a project that several seniors in a state of Kansas high school decided to get together, I think it was 6, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, to do a group project.
Hey, Bob,
yeah.
If you want to, you're welcome to hold on through the break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 800-313-9443. See you in 3.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN, and we're speaking with Bob. And Bob was telling us about some microwaves, and then we have another caller waiting. Bob, you want to go ahead and finish up with your microwave?
Okay, well, these high school students decided they were going to do a term paper on the effects of radiation on plant growth. Well, they couldn't find anybody that was that would sell them anything radioactive. They all went, "You guys, you got to be nuts! You don't want to be fooling with this stuff." But one of the scientists that or engineers or whatever that they talked to said, "Well, you can use a microwave oven, and it will have the same effect. Real close. It's like within one, I don't know, atom of being the same thing." Anyway, so they put together six different plants, like green beans and corn and carrots and so on and so forth. 12 of each, and they sprouted them in the same soil. And once they reached a height of, I think it was like 2 or 3 inches, they split them in half. So they had six of each plant in group A and six of the other remaining plants in group B. Group A, they watered with tap water. Group B, they watered with microwaved water that obviously had been cooled. And every single plant in group B died. Without exception. Well, wow. Kansas State University, the Ag Department of Kansas State University got wind of this, and they went, "Oh, this is nonsense." So they did what they called a controlled study with a greenhouse and, you know, atmospheric and all of that stuff. They came up with the same results. And they said, "Well, this can't possibly be true." So they did it again and got the same results. And it never got published. Or if it did, it never got, you know, publicized. So anyway, there's a lot of merit to this microwave thing, and quite frankly, I don't miss the dang thing anyway. You know, it just makes me lazy, but or did
microwave?
Yeah, but I can't tell you how many cups of coffee I've reheated in a microwave oven. Good grief.
And think what that does to your body.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and a lot of people use it for thawing out meat and so on and so forth, and it's like, gee, mini Christmas, man. I've handed these things out to restaurants. You know, I've printed up, at the end of the article, there's the 10 reasons list, and I'm sure you're probably familiar with that.
Yes.
Anyway, it's like a synopsis of the six-page scientific report, which is pretty dull reading, but anyway, the synopsis at the end is very, very, very effective. And gives you the 10 reasons why, you know, leukemia and colon cancer and all the rest of this stuff that this relates to, and even Alzheimer's and so on and so forth. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. But anyway, for those of you that are interested in this IRS thing, please tune in to Mike Herzog on Tuesday nights. He's on from 10 to midnight, kind of late, but Eastern time. But he's supposed to have an in-depth review of this issue with the Fifth Circuit Court. Do you know where the Fifth Circuit is? Where its jurisdiction? I was just curious. I'm thinking it's Atlanta, but
I was thinking it was New Orleans, but I could easily be wrong.
Okay, well, we're both in the same kind of general geographic area there, so. But anyway, at least it's not the ninth.
Right, exactly.
All right, man. Happy Mother's Day, Lori.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You wouldn't happen to have a sister, would you?
I do.
Is she available? I might have to think about moving to Missouri.
She's actually in Florida.
Oh, rats. I'm not going down there.
She's a recent widower, and her husband is a wonderful man.
Okay.
So.
Anyway, honestly, I was just joking. I didn't mean to get out of line.
Oh, you're okay, buddy.
Okay. Thanks for everything you do, you two. I really appreciate it. You are always on. RBN is always on from the time I get up to the time I hit the sack. I mean, it is 24/7 or as long as I'm awake anyway. So, but anyhow,
right.
I just can't. I try to donate as much as I can. You people out there that are listening, please send some money in. Keep John going, please.
Right.
I mean, I've lost all my retirement in 08. It just went right down the sewer.
Right.
Well, as I call the sewer. And I'm living off Social Security, and I can still donate. So don't tell me the rest of you guys can't send in 10 or 20 bucks a piece. No.
All right,
I'm gone.
We really appreciate your call. Call back anytime. Steve in West Virginia, and we'll be back with you in a minute. Actually, 3 minutes, and then we're going to go to Joe in Indiana, who's got his phone back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer on Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is the 13th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2017. We're going to be with you in just a minute, Steve, in West Virginia. I've got to do a few housekeeping items real quick. First off, folks, RBN is having a fundraising drive. They do desperately need the money to stay on the air. If you like this show and the others on RBN, please go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on the donate link. I believe they'll accept credit cards. I'm pretty sure it's through PayPal if memory serves. If you would, on the note, put it that you're donating as a result of this show. It'd be greatly appreciated so we can reach our $3,000 goal for this month for this show. Okay, we go to Steve in West Virginia on line three. Good morning, sir.
Howdy, guys.
Hi, you're on the air, Steve.
All right. Hey, I'm calling mainly in response to that last caller on the microwaves.
Yes, sir.
There's an interesting thing about microwaves. It's kind of a double-edged sword. I understand there used to be a book around circulating on how to convert them to a weapon. I understand to put a sheet of plywood, 3/4-inch plywood at 100 yards will, set it on fire.
I've heard something about that. I've never really researched that because I don't have a whole lot of interest in it, but I have heard that. I have not verified it.
Yeah, I've got a copy of it. Anyway, The other thing is, on the same score, what's interesting is Tom Ballantyne in the old Spotlight published an article years ago on a food scientist in Switzerland who was canned when he, after he published his article on the effects of microwave, converting the, when you eat something out of a microwave, the fluids in it convert your blood to look like you have cancer for half an hour to an hour afterward. And I think
I
you should
heard
bring
that
up,
but I believe it.
Yeah, well, anyway, this is, anyway, he published that, and he was canned the next day, and that was a story Tom Ballantyne wrote in the Spotlight years ago.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, the other thing, do you remember Dr. Ann Wigmore?
Yes.
The wheatgrass juice gal. I knew her in Boston back in the 70s, and she had published in a pamphlet that she had out that some people had done an experiment with growing sprouts in front of a old-fashioned TV like a CRT, cathode ray tube,
right.
And either in the front or in the back, it deformed the sprouts. You know, they grew all womperscod, you know?
Right.
Anyway, I never heard seen that replicated, but it was an interesting thing that she published in one of her books back in the 70s.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that, but again, I might have to look that one up. That's curious.
Well, I don't know if her material is still in print. I have some copies of it around here somewhere. She had, they were odd size, like 11 by 14 or 11 by 12, odd sizes.
Right.
But it was like a saddle stitch booklet. And anyway.
That's neat.
Yeah, I had dinner once there at 25 Exeter Street, and it was interesting. It was all wild stuff she forged in her backyard in Concord. That's a suburb of Boston. And I was not hungry, and I was energetic for about 18 hours after that. I mean, it was just awesome.
Yeah, I believe
and,
that.
But, I mean, all I ate was weeds.
Well, here we're lucky enough to have an abundance of dandelions. And
yep.
You know, you get those tender leaves, and that is delicious.
Yeah, we often make fritter fries out of the flowers.
Nothing wrong with
not
that.
That's a good. That's probably not the best way of treating them, but, you know, if you know, it's sort of good and sort of a little denatured.
I can understand that.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards going all whole live raw food these days.
Well,
anyway,
you know, what we do, I mean, with all the flooding and massive amounts of rain we've had, we have not got our garden in yet. And we're not going to get a complete planting. I mean, we're going to get a complete planting, but we're not going to get our usual harvest this year, I don't think. But, you know, we use heirloom seeds. We try to go all natural. We fertilize the minimum we need to. We don't go overboard on it. We don't use insecticides. You know, so I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, we've grown Bloody Butcher. That's an old heirloom seed around here. As Bloody Butcher, tall corn, red mixed colored ears with every now and then you get an ear that I didn't know why they were called Bloody Butcher for years, but every now and then you get an ear that's white speckled with red, and that's why I spelled Bloody Butcher. And I had selected the nice straight green, red rose, and so I selected it out not knowing.
Right. Well, there you go. That works.
Yeah. Anyway, it was the best cornbread I'd ever had. I had a piece of it one time out of a friend's house, and it just satisfied my hunger so well. It was just awesome. I mean, this cornbread, the stuff they sell for cornbread now is a joke, a bad one.
Oh, I'll tell you something, buddy. You're hitting close to home now. I grew up with cornbread, collard greens, fried green tomatoes, and basically whatever kind of meat we could get our hands on. You're making me hungry, buddy.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling, Steve. Next, we go to Joe in Indiana on line one. Welcome back, Dr. Joe.
Well, it's good to be back. I don't know what happened. My phone just dropped the signal, and I couldn't get back in.
Well, you were getting an incredible amount of wind, to the point we could not understand what you were saying. It may be that our engineer had to drop you. Nothing personal, but when the call signal gets that bad, we got to go to the next person.
Gotcha, because a huge gust of wind came down, and so I'm in an area with a lot of trees right now, so hopefully I won't get that wind gust again. That's what I figured, maybe, because the wind gust just hit me really hard. And if I have to yell at my dog, the creeks around here are swollen, so she loves to jump in and swim across instead of use the bridge.
I bet.
She's a lab, a chocolate lab, and they just love water.
Yeah, well, we don't have a lab, but all of our dogs are exactly the same way. They all love to swim.
Oh, she does.
Except for the Great Dane. He just wades.
It's just funny to watch her. I mean, she'll jump in, even in the wintertime, when it's really cold, she'll jump in if the creeks have water flowing. She's just she's something else. But anyway, I was talking about the substantia nigra. That's a portion in the brain. I was going to tell folks, if you don't have an anatomy, go online to Clementi.com, or that's one of the anatomy books, Sobota, which is a famous German scientist who did extensive anatomy, or Gray's Anatomy. They're all available, and you could look at a
study. Right, I've got a copy of Gray's Anatomy.
That's a very good book. I use that. That's one of the I used to use. And you look at a sagittal cut of the brain, so it'll give you an idea where the substantia nigra is. And anybody with neurological disorders like Parkinson's, these dementias, psychological disorders, there's all these important connections in there. I don't want to get into too much detail. But the point is, when they've done studies of the chemical composition in the area, they have found that in the last 50 years, there's a substantial increase in the amount of aluminum that accumulates in the substantia nigra. For some reason, those neurological endings tend to attract the aluminum ions. And, no one has proved it so far, but, I mean, you're seeing all these connections. You're seeing high aluminum in the foods that we eat, because the aluminum is in the is in the chemtrail composition. Because I was going to say, you've got aluminum ions, barium, beryllium, strontium-90. Some of them are, isotopic. And
right.
These are all like, so, and in the day, when I was in medical school, a lot of these disorders were really minor. I mean, very low statistics. And now you're seeing these huge increases, even like pancreatic cancer. I remember being in school and they said, gee, in your career, if you ever hear about three, that's a lot. The incidence was like 1 in 300,000. Now you hear about pancreatic cancer quite often. But that's the key. I just want to let people know, to be alert on things like that. Look at your soils. You can have your soils tested. And it's good to have a lot of trees around, because at least the leaves will catch a lot of the particulate matter. And since there's a lot of foliage around here where I run, I feel, somewhat safe. But it's just really sad about what has occurred. And I actually thought, after Donald Trump got elected, there seemed to be no activity for a while. And I thought maybe he...
Yeah, it was like 2 to 3 weeks. We saw the same thing here.
Yes. So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take, because from what my sources tell me, it was multinational, international agreements back in 1992 that no matter, even if they had war amongst each other, they would still go ahead with these chemtrails. Although, a rumor I picked up from somebody said the Chinese have actually shot down two of them.
Well, I don't know that. I haven't heard it. Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right. Like I said, it's a rumor. Yeah, it's just something I heard, and I thought that was kind of interesting because it makes me, it's interesting how the GMO foods are banned in Russia, China, you know, the countries you would think that would want to flood their populations with that kind of stuff. And,
right. And well, you know, really when Hillary was Secretary of State, she pressured all of the European Union into allowing GMOs. And I think a few countries bought off on it, but most did not. And,
yeah.
You know, they were smart enough to say no on some things, and that was one of them. But I actually, through WikiLeaks, read many of the tables, emails, whatever you want to call it, where she was pressuring foreign governments to accept GMOs. And thankfully,
yeah.
most did not, from what the follow-up was.
Well, that's interesting because I can, from what I know from other people, I know France still has non-GMO wheat, and
right.
And I know the Italians. I know Aldi's sells Italian pastas, and it's relatively inexpensive. I mean, it's like $1.19 a pound, but their wheat
right.
comes from Italy. The Italians don't use the GMO, and I'll tell you. And there is a difference. If you eat a wheat product like a pasta from made in the United States with the semolina American wheat versus the Italian wheat, because sometimes you feel like a bloated feeling after, with the American, but with the Italian, there's none. I mean, you just, you know, you can eat a little bit and you don't feel like your stomach is bloating up. But,
right.
And a friend of mine, one of the people I work with, his wife's a gourmet chef. And she found out that a lot of the American wheat, as they harvest it, they spray it down with
Yes, they do. Yeah, that's
yeah.
common practice. What they do, it's called drying, okay? And about, so anywhere between 3 and 7 days before harvest, if I understand things correctly, I might be wrong on the days, it might be as much as 10. But what they'll do, they'll go through and spray an herbicide on the wheat fields. To dry it. In other words, turn it brown, kill it. And then they harvest it, and they get a higher yield.
Oh. The good news
that's
is...
That's a mess.
The good news is if you have of a Costco near you, Costco does have non-GMO flour, unbleached, you know, non-GMO. In fact, my wife just bought 2 10-pound bags. That goes very quickly.
Okay.
But there, what they're doing is, Costco is now recruiting all kinds of farmers, anywhere from 5 on up acreage, and they'll help finance you to growing non-GMO produce, like corn, wheat.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll give you low financing, and they'll get you started, because there's a huge demand for it. And you're starting to see more and more non-GMO products, you know, as far as the corn chips and potato chips and corn and all kinds of products. So that's a good start. And even locally here at our Aldi's, a lot of the chickens are being raised no hormones, GMO feed, and no antibiotics. So it's quite encouraging to see that.
You know, the chickens we raise here for food, now we haven't done this in a couple of years for various reasons, but when we raise chickens here for food, you can absolutely tell the difference in taste even between store-bought chicken and what we raise here on the farm. There is just an incredible difference.
Yeah. My first taste of experiencing a difference was when I was living out in California. There's a farm called Altadena, and they do everything organically. And that chicken was incredible. Even their steaks were incredible because it was all range-fed
right.
Cattle. Oh, it was just remarkable. Lastly, I wanted to mention the Professor McCanny water filters. I've been using those for over going on 4 years, and they are fantastic.
Right.
I cannot encourage people enough. Really, I've talked it up so many times among our circle of friends to try to get them to filter the water because, unfortunately, here, you know, there's city water, even though we have aquifers.
Right.
But still, you know, you're going to get the agricultural runoff into the water, and you get And unfortunately, in our county, I don't know what it is, but they have double the amount of fluoride in the water. Just so
yeah.
I use those filters, and there is a huge difference. Our animals won't even drink the tap water. In fact, if they do, if the kids try to cheat and fill up the dog's water bowl, she'll throw up. So that's how I know the kids
right.
didn't really But, yeah, keep pushing those water filters. It's worth it. I mean, you had to put up some money up front, but in the long run, you're paying a lot less.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, yeah, you got to put up some money up front, but when you check, when you compare the price with the other, you know, quote, big manufacturers, and then you compare with what they really do, Mechanis filters are absolutely the best. Joe, do you want to hang on through the break?
All right, I'm gonna run just in case I have other callers. So take care.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we got time for one more caller. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer on RBN on 13 May in the year of our Lord 2017. We have our final caller on the line for the show, Rick in Missouri on line one. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, I'm back. Good morning. Sorry.
Good.
Jerry, if you're still
there,
Sam's got the number again. Try it one more time. I want to say something about the chemtrails and about what's going on and about Donald Trump, and I'll be brief. There is a Cliff High video, YouTube, out there called The Sun, Chemies, and You. And it's not a very long thing. I think it's like 15, 20 minutes. It is probably the most intelligent explanation of what we're looking at that I've heard yet, other than a bunch of big question marks. They're suggesting the reason that you've got the sun changing colors and the reason that the UV is off the chart is because apparently, if you look at the video, we're hurtling through space, being pulled along by the sun at around, I think, a 73,000 kilometers a second or something.
Yeah, it's
huge. Which is why the sun glows, not because it's a nuclear engine, but because we're going so doggone fast that it's being pelted by debris, which is causing it to do what it's doing. The new speculation is that the debris that we're flying through is different than the debris we were flying through back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And this stuff is causing the sun to glow a whole different color, which is putting off
right.
a lot more UV, which may be the reason that the Donald can't necessarily stop the chemtrails. It may be that. So
it easily could
that
be,
YouTube,
and that's actually my thinking too, Rick.
Yeah, he probably would if he could, but I'm thinking he's stuck. Now, I've been out here in the sun without any protection for about an hour, and I can tell I'm already sunburned, so I'm going to have to deal with that. So, that's the other thing. If we're going to do this, if you look at the mid-lighter gardening process, you'll see that it incorporates some overhead, like clotheslines, and you may get to the point where you have got to use some 40% screen cloth, some shade cloth up there to keep your food from burning up. It may come to that.
It just might. I hope not, but it might.
Yeah, it might. And of course, you're going to need some. You're going to need some 50 sunblock, and you're going to need some good polarized fishing glasses, which you can get at Walmart or Bass Pro. But if you don't deal with this, you're going to wind up with skin cancer, macular degeneration, and starvation all at the same time. So you might want to.
Well,
you might want to just.
I knew something was wrong, Rick, when I got getting sunburned in November.
Yeah, right.
I knew something was wrong.
Yeah, something is different. Something has obviously changed. I guess you can't count on an intelligent or honest explanation from the deep state. They're just not going to give it to you. And
that's
so
right.
I guess we're on wrong.
Buddy, I appreciate you calling. Ladies and gentlemen, please visit ruralsurvival.info. The coupon code for the filters is MOTHER, M-O-T-H-E-R. Same time, same channel next week, folks. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend and a great week. Don't forget Mom tomorrow. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.